Mitukumihi anō kia koutou kato. Well, I've got a very special guest on the line now, and I've been speaking with this very special person for several years now in his huge role, a huge, daunting role. He will probably say it hasn't been daunting at all, but huge challenges. And want to mihi to him as he leaves this role to take up whatever role he wishes to take up now, but I want to mihi, and I know that you will as well too, whānau, mihi to Judge Andrew Beecroft, who leaves his role as the Commissioner of the Office of the Children's Commission. He leaves at the end of this month. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Judge Andrew Beecroft. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on
Kia ora. Kia ora. Ngā mihi mahana. Thank you, Claudette. Yes, we've talked a lot together. Hard to believe the 5.5 years is coming to an end, but that's the usual term of office. Sad to leave, of course, but also I've done all that I can and, in a sense, left it out there on the playing field, I hope, and time for a new commissioner with new perspectives to give new energy.
And so, you know, you've done a lot of work, huge mahi. What stands out for you?
You know, success has 1,000 fathers, and I wouldn't want to claim being behind anything. But what stood out for me in terms of what's happened, we have now got most 17-year-olds in the youth justice system. I think that's a terrific and right step forward. We've now got child poverty reduction legislation. We've got targets in place. We've had benefits linked to wage growth now. That's great. We've got stabilisation and some measures are coming down in child poverty. We've got a child and youth wellbeing strategy. I think there's been some really big developments we wouldn't have dreamed about 5 years ago. That said, we still have the three basic statistics relating to children still exist. 70% are in advantage and have good wellbeing, 20% struggle, and 10%, over 125,000 kids, are in chronic intergenerational hardship, and life is very, very tough for them. So that's a big challenge for our whole country. That's not changed too much, sadly, in my 5 years.
For mahi that you started but you weren't able to complete, or mahi that got away from you, you didn't quite get over the line, anything resonate with you there? Anything stand out for you?
Oh, I think I would have liked to have seen the full transformation of Oranga Tamariki, but I know that's underway and that'll take some time, and there are some good people involved there, but I think that was long overdue and we've been using the wrong model for about 30 years. So I wished we could have moved quicker there. And I wish we'd done better in eradicating some of the health issues for children, like rheumatic fever. I wish we used child impact statements whenever we had legislation before Parliament that might affect children. So there's work in place. As always, I've got high ambitions for children. I wish we could have got there further. But what we have done and what has happened, we wouldn't maybe have dreamed of this 5 years ago. And I'm really glad for the progress that has been made, but wish there was more.
Francie Evers, she's coming in. I went to university with her. She does family law up here in family court, up here in Auckland. Good, solid, lovely.
She knows the issues.
Can continue to drive, yes. And she'll be able
to
pick
new perspectives
from where you left on.
Yeah, I mean, she's a very experienced youth court judge, family court judge. She knows the issues. She's from Te Teko. That's where she was brought up. She told me the other day that she knew what it was like to have no shoes to walk to school in and have to share a raincoat. She knows exactly what it's like for kids who do it tough. So, yes, I think she'll bring a fantastic perspective, and I look forward to seeing where the Office of the Children's Commissioner goes in the future. I mean, there's nearly a quarter of the population of children. I think it's a hugely important role. It's been one of the genuine honours of my life to have this role. It's been just a real privilege. But as you say, huge tasks, huge challenges. and I really wish her well.
And for you, Judge Andrew, what is your next role? Where do you move on to?
Well, I'm still a judge, so I anticipate there'll be some form of judicial service, but I'll go back to that role a changed man. I've heard from children and young people up and down the country. I realise some of the big issues in the justice system for children and whānau. And yeah, although I'll be at the coalface, I hope I'll be able to bring that wisdom from this role and the learning from these experiences into the courtroom. And I hope that'll make me a better judge because of it.
What were the biggest learnings you got or garnered from Māori in your role as the Commissioner?
You know, I think I underestimated how much and how many Māori feel marginalised from the system and experience racism regularly. And that's something that hit me pretty hard as a Pākehā man. I sort of think in New Zealand we're getting over that. But I learned a huge amount from Māori. We've got 15 staff members who are Māori. That there is a reality in New Zealand that many of us don't see and probably wish didn't exist. And they've been a tremendous group to challenge my thinking. I mean, they challenged me a lot about Oranga Tamariki. They were behind us interviewing whānau who had experience with the state care and protection system. I think the experiences that were recounted to us, I mean, they may not have been a shock to the Māori staff, but they were a shock to many of us in the office. So I can't speak highly enough. And Glenys, who I work with, Glenys Philip Barber, as co-commissioners, I mean, I think in our own small way, we've been experimenting with a co-leadership role. And I've learnt that it is possible, and that if the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti, means anything in New Zealand, it must mean sharing power. And in one sense, it's been harder, but yet easier than I thought. But I think the office is stronger because of it.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Waiatea.